before they come.
Myself, I am the Can Man.
Yes, he is the Can Man.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the Can Man Show. Welcome to the Can Man Show. He is inside of every door. When you wake and when you sleep, the Can Man guy is awfully neat. Welcome to the Can Man Show.
If Butters, you're right, you don't have a chin.
I know! Stop rubbing it in!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Can Man Show. Butters has no chin.
I love you.
Butters is here. He survived. Where you been, man?
I have no idea. I woke up in a gutter. My butt was horror. I love those big tags like they do on polar bears when they're tracking them. I have no idea.
How are your titanium hips doing?
Yeah.
They're dented, but still holding up.
He's walking like John Wayne now.
Nothing little WD-40 ain't going
to
take
yeah,
care
we had,
of.
We actually had a discussion about that last week about how you keep those lubed up to make sure they don't scrape against the...
Grease zerks.
Grease zerks.
You don't want to know where you put the gun at.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I think we know.
Welcome to the show. I am Chad, the Can Man Canfield. Kevin is out today, so in his stead, Jamie Kelly's here.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Butters, obviously, is here.
Hi.
And so... Great to have you here. Todd Gutnecht is back.
Hi-yo!
And Johnny West, J. Michael West.
What's up, audience?
Decided he wanted to take a hand at sitting in. So
even though I'm a regular, I'm filling in for Kevin and Butters is filling in for me.
Yeah.
Is that how it goes?
That's how it works.
Apparently.
And then John
and
is...
And I'm your special guest star.
And Tim, he's in Utah for another week, so...
Really? Man, yeah. He's been in Utah for a while now.
Yeah, 2 weeks now, so... Dang
that
it, Tim,
if he's out
Utah.
There much longer, they'll make him a Mormon.
Yeah, Mormon and
well, a potato.
He's fixing the windmill farms, and apparently there was a big dust storm, and it was not pretty. So
it might have been beautiful if the sun hit it just right.
Yeah, it could have been, except for his little dusty and you know.
And having to be several hundred feet in the air when it's that windy out.
Yeah, that's no fun. That's no fun. But glad you guys all could make it. What a fun week, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't.
Unless you're John Hughes.
Yeah, John Hughes. So.
Yeah.
Not a fun time for him.
No.
He got
no.
a case of the maze. Bad case of the maze.
But this just in, Abe Vigoda is still alive.
Yes, he is. He's very much still alive. But yeah, John Hughes, one of my favorite directors of all time.
Yeah.
Kicked the bucket this week. What was he, 59?
58.
Only 58.
Yeah. 58.
The thing about Hughes is... it's hard to mess with his early works, you know, the 80s and even into Home Alone, which is a pretty decent movie and still kind of holds up even if it is like a Macaulay Culkin vehicle.
Yeah.
You know? But his later stuff just...
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
just not very good.
Well, he wasn't directing it. I mean, he was just...
He was producing.
Producing. I spent the weekend mourning John by breaking out Ferris Bueller.
Yeah,
I broke out Pretty in Pink. I wish I could break out Uncle Buck. I don't have it, so I'm going to have to go out and buy it.
I think my favorite is still Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Yes. That's just a brilliant movie.
It is. Those aren't pillows.
And the most touching is probably she's having a baby.
She's having a baby.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Kate Bush song at the end just rips your heart out.
You just can't stop with the gay movies, can you?
That isn't gay.
But you know the Mr. Mom. I didn't realize Mr. Mom was his first movie, and he directed and wrote Mr. Mom with Michael Keaton. That's probably one of the best movies ever. 210, 220, whatever it takes.
220, 221.
Whatever. Whatever. See, I can't even quote it right.
And Michael Keaton, that's back when he was like really going to be a comedy talent.
Right.
And then they threw him in Batman, which he was actually very good in.
Oh, he was
Clean and Sober, I think, is what made him a dramatic actor.
Yeah.
Beetlejuice.
Yeah, I mean, he was amazing in Beetlejuice.
But Mr. Mom, I love that movie. Him, Terry Garr, Martin Mull.
Yeah.
Great movie. It still holds up.
Yeah.
The Whoopi.
Yes.
I wonder whatever happened to those kids. Seriously. I know the one went on to be on Kate and Allie, but which is...
Might have to IMDb.
I might have to do that. I'll do that another time. But, you know, that was just a fun movie. And, you know, he was the guy who did some of the best writing of movies of my generation.
Oh, The Breakfast Club for my generation.
16 Candles.
Yes. 16 Candles. Yeah. Oh, that's... Oh, and to see... It was his name. Gededney? What I don't know what his name is. The guy who... what's happening, hot stuff? The donger.
Yes, the donger. Went on to be on ER.
You my new American girlfriend. Oh, yeah. Grandpa, want me to take his hyena. Anyway.
Lick, donger. Big lick.
Long duck dong. There's a guy named after a duck's dork sleeping in Oh, yeah. Now it's quiet. I love that movie,
That's
man.
A great movie.
What is my automobile?
Automobile.
Lake. Sploosh.
Wow. Weird Science?
Weird Science, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anything with Anthony Michael Hall in it, essentially.
Pretty That's, much, you know. Except for, you know, the what is it, the Dead Zone?
Yeah.
Or whatever is that what he's on now?
Yeah.
He took over for Walken.
That's right. Took over for Christopher Walken. It was also... In the Saturday Night Live sketch, he did predictions that were far less important, more trivial. You're going to get a cup of coffee. You're going to get in your taxi cab on your way to work. Yeah? And then what? You're going to leave your coffee in the cab.
Nice.
Also, I didn't know Christmas Vacation was John Hughes.
Oh yeah, he did Vacation, Christmas Vacation. Yeah.
He actually wrote the original story that that became National Lampoon's Vacation, Summer Vacation.
Yeah,
And that has probably the best line of any of them I've ever read, which is, "It would have been the perfect vacation if Dad hadn't shot Walt Disney in the leg."
Nice. That was from the story.
That's from the story, right? Yeah. Because he does they change it to Wally World and all that stuff, but he talks about the. You know, instead of going to Wally World and, like, riding the rides or going to Disney World and riding the rides, they track down Walt Disney in the studio.
Nice.
And he actually shoots him in the leg as he's running away.
I guess I'm going to have to read that one.
It's called Vacation 58, so if you Google Vacation 58, it's going to be your first hit right now.
Very cool. Vacation 58.
It's very
writing
funny.
Writing that down.
Yeah.
Vacation 58.
So cool. Originally it was Clark Greenberg instead of Clark Griswold?
No, it's Clark Griswold in the story.
Little reference to the fact that Walt was a bit anti-Semitic.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Oy vey. So,
Iger Walt.
Was it a nice hat? Iger Walt.
Is Rusty still in the Navy?
Sorry. See, when you get around, I want to do voices. But you do them so much better than me.
You do them extraordinarily well.
I try. So, you heard, we talked about it a little bit last week, but you heard that they did end up signing on the guys from Futurama. They all came back.
Yeah. Yes, they were, yes. They were it gonna... was on Billy's website that they are coming back.
Did they get big money? Did you read that?
Oh, I'm sure they got huge money.
I mean, it's
because, the DVD release was so successful for them that...
Right.
I'm sure they're getting
But they were trying to stiff them because they were going to be on Comedy Central instead of Fox. Is that what the deal was? They're, you know, not the flagship channel.
It is going to be on Fox, though.
No, it's going to be on Comedy Central.
It's going to be on Comedy Central?
But the thing is, it's hard. I mean, Comedy Central is such a franchise right now. They're making good money off of it. So it's going to be hard to say, oh, we're not making nearly enough money off of this.
What is it with you guys and my cat? Every time, just when you guys are down here, does the cat come up here?
Well, it has to do with how we attract... I won't say that.
Yeah, thank you. I brought the Bagox back. And so that's good.
Hello,
that's
kitty.
Good.
Is a very pretty kitty.
Yeah,
very
that's Molly. Kitty.
Molly's a pretty girl.
She's shedding. Oh, she's attacking.
She's also chewing on my microphone stand.
No.
Speaking of Christmas vacation, let's talk about the cat that's lost all its 9 lives.
So, I think I told this story around Christmas. My wife has never seen any of the National Lampoon's movies. I didn't know she'd never seen any of them until today, but I knew she'd never seen Christmas Vacation. On Christmas Eve, our toilet broke.
Oh, man.
So, The toilet's like it won't flush, and we have to call the guy to fix it, and I'm like, I'll just fix it myself. So I walk out of the bathroom when we realize it's broken. I said, "Merry Christmas." Sh*t's full. And it was entirely lost on her.
What, is she Amish?
No.
How can she never seen
never seen it.
So writing that down, 19 minutes, Bagak.
Sorry.
That's all right. While I'm here, I might as well say, fuck shit. Get damn. Sucker. Balls. Get it out of the way. Anybody else need something to do something I can Bagak?
It's one long Bagak.
That's what she said.
Wait, no, what'd she say?
Never mind.
It's a great movie. So
you said something about Butters not having a chin.
Yeah, too.
Oh, harsh, man.
It is harsh. Getting my complex.
I was coming from the guy with the fatty liver, making fun of my no chin.
You can have one of my three.
You have three livers or chins?
Chins.
Saturday, have three livers.
Saturday night, Johnny West is the most competitive game player ever. He holds a grudge, all right? We were playing apples to apples. And we played that game at Christmas, and he remembered which ones he lost on, the cards. He's like, see, remember when I pulled this card? Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, Jiminy Crickets, Johnny.
Well, the category was championships, and I give your father-in-law the New York Yankees. And somehow he does not select it. I don't know what his other choices were, but I was just appalled.
Yes, yes, yes. You should be appalled. I mean, it is Steve Red Dog Hoskins.
Red Dog.
But yes. So Johnny though was there, and we had these this bottle of Mountain Dew, right, and then this UV blue raspberry vodka, and I made a double shot. In one of these plastic cups, you know, what is it, about 10 ounces there?
Yeah.
Put a double shot of the raspberry vodka in the Mountain Dew, and they were calling them SpongeBobs. It was pretty good, actually.
SpongeBobs.
But with my fatty liver, it was a bad idea.
Yeah,
because it kind of knocked me on my ass.
Yeah.
Like, really fast.
Yeah.
I mean, I was going to play games, but I ended up, like, watching Office Space in the basement. So...
Because you couldn't be around people?
Yeah. I started slurring my words.
He would have been Bagak'd a lot.
Yes. Nice. Yes. So I didn't want to offend anybody. It was
That's
John.
Awesome.
We got to send a shout-out to John's mom. It's her birthday on Saturday.
Oh,
so
sweet.
Happy birthday, Deb.
And it's going to be your son's birthday pretty soon?
Yes. Zachary's birthday is Monday. And my nephew's birthday was yesterday, the day before, Andy.
Nice.
So happy birthday to Andy and my son, Zachary. Both of them will turning 18, or turned 18. So, yeah.
Time to ship him off to Iraq.
Yeah, no,
no kidding, right?
Okay. Time of year.
Nope. He's going. Zach's starting band camp next week, and I will be going with him.
Nice.
So again, Sunday we'll have to record.
Yeah,
we'll work
that
out.
Going to band camp?
I'm going to band camp. I'm chaperoning.
You do realize Allison Hannigan will not be there.
Yeah, I know, and I won't be bringing a flute to stick in my. You know what? So. But I was thinking about a trumpet or something.
Trombone.
That's a little big. That's a foghorn.
Oh.
And I don't think
bassoon.
They have any. Yeah.
Bassoon.
A bassoon. But yeah, so I'll be staying out there. I'm also working my day job. So I'll be chaperoning at night. I'm going to go work like 7 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon on Monday when they go to band camp. Hang out with them all afternoon and evening and have to be back at work at 10 and then back at the camp at 6.
Where's camp?
It's Camp Iodesica, I think, which is by Lake McBride. So well, it's between here and Cedar Rapids. And, yeah, you know, it's closer to my work than here is.
Yeah.
Than my house. So it won't be too bad. It's just I've got to figure out how I'm going to eat because, you know, I normally, you know, I don't know if I get to eat with the campers or what. So... But, yeah, that ought to be fun. Looking forward to maybe doing a little recording while I'm there.
Nice.
And getting some kids on the show for next week. Or not next week, but the week after. Episode, 47 today?
Yeah.
So, 49. We'll have the band camp kids.
Yes.
That ought to be fun. So, do you guys, while we're talking a little bit about movies and stuff, I Butters, you checked out G.I. Joe.
I did check out G.I. Joe. That raped my childhood.
Did it really?
Horribly.
Horribly. You did not like it.
It was probably I don't even know how to compare it to. Like Elektra, maybe? It was that bad?
That bad?
It was horrible. I would have walked out if I wouldn't have gone with Ryan.
No, I've not seen Elektra yet. I do want to see Elektra. I really do, because...
Funny you should mention that.
Well, I know you've got that going on, but hang on. But I do want to see Elektra, but because I enjoyed the Daredevil Director's Cut. I have Daredevil Director's Cut, and yeah, I liked it.
It's really nothing like Daredevil.
No?
But, I mean, if you think back to G.I. Joe, the coolest character by far was Snake Eyes, right? Mm-hmm. I mean,
without a doubt.
One of the coolest characters probably in the 80s.
Right.
They just ruined him, just totally ruined
him.
Does
he talk?
No, he doesn't talk. But instead of the Snake Eyes outfit, they have a form-fitted rubber suit for him.
Right.
So it's kind of like Bat Nipples guy.
So you could see every single bit of Ray Park.
It's supposed to be muscles. It has a formed mouth. Why would they form Snake Eye's mouth? It just doesn't make any sense.
He doesn't have
Snake
a lower
Eyes
jaw.
Snake has a mouth?
Exactly.
He has no jaw.
No, he has that plastic face.
Yeah, because he got it all tore up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I
think right when I actually saw Snake Eyes, because when you first introduced to him, it's just awesome.
He
comes flying out of nowhere. But then it just goes downhill.
Really?
And just ruined the entire movie.
Do they even bother with an origin for him?
Yeah, they do. They try to. Okay. They try to bounce back and forth with him and Storm Shadow, but it's like 5 seconds here, 10 seconds, an hour later. There's a love story involved between Duke and Baroness. It's just horrible.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. And they were.
And not even that. I mean,
somebody said that Dennis Quaid was hoping. Said they were hoping to do a trilogy out of it.
They would be amazed if they had another movie after this.
Wow. Marlon Wayans? Did he kill
Not
it?
Not too bad.
Really?
No, actually, he did fairly good.
Wow.
I started to get a little bit hammy towards the end.
Is he big enough to play Roadblock? Roadblock's
He didn't
huge.
Play Roadblock. There was no Roadblock. That was a bad thing.
I thought he was Roadblock. I thought that's
no,
what
he was Ripcord.
Oh, okay.
So you have a lot of, the main characters were not there. There was no Roadblock. No Shipwreck.
No Scarlet.
No Scarlet.
No Sergeant
no,
Slaughter.
No, Scarlet was there.
Scarlet,
was there.
But Lady J was not in there.
No, Lady J was not in there.
Sergeant Slaughter?
Supposedly, Brendan Fraser had like a 2-second cameo, and he was supposed to have been
Sergeant Slaughter,
I guess.
Really?
But that
he's
was
still
even
alive.
Worse.
You know, he could
he could actually do a pretty good job still at it.
I mean, he's what, like 90? Something
no,
like that?
No, he's not that old. Maybe
what was
89.
He was in the 40s and the 80s, so what is it? So, yeah, he's probably going to be in his
80s.
60s?
It's only been 20 years.
It hasn't
since
been,
damn it.
That was
it's
back
the can, it's the can man math.
Back in 1992.
Yeah.
Well,
we had to say dickety because the Kaiser stole our word 20.
Well, you know
I that. Chased him, but I gave up after dickety 6 miles.
And then I invented the twirlet.
The twirlet? Is that like a toilet?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, do not waste your money to go see G.I. Joe.
Really?
It was...
I'm going to waste my money to see it to rent it. So if I'm going to waste my money to rent it, why not see it on a big screen? Well,
because it's a lot more money for the big screen.
So was it as bad as like League of Extraordinary Gentlemen?
Yeah.
It was.
If I went with Ryan, I would have got up and walked out. It's funny too because we walk out of theater,
Yeah.
And I kind of look over at Ryan. It was Ryan Schoenhard.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of looks at me and like he wants to say something, and I'm like, that really sucked. He's like, Yes, it did.
Wow, Ryan's pretty easy when it comes to movies that suck.
It was pretty horrible.
I mean, he's pretty loose with his rating, what he likes.
Yeah.
He likes Star Wars, the Clone Wars cartoon movies. So.
Does he give it his lowest rating ever? 4 thumbs up?
Yeah.
9 thumbs? What the hell is that?
Yeah, no kidding. So League of...
And it's called the Rise of Cobra.
Yeah.
But Cobra does not rise until the last, 2 minutes.
So you don't but you see Cobra Commander. How did
you don't. You don't see Cobra Commander until somehow, and the guy that's actually ends up being Cobra Commander should not be Cobra Commander.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt? He's the guy from Third Rock from the Sun.
Yes.
The kid.
Yeah.
It should be whoever Ray Fiennes or whoever the hell the other guy was actually ends up being Destro, which makes no sense whatsoever.
Right. So but Cobra Commander, I saw his action figure, it looks pretty badass. With the burnt face and the respirator thing.
Yeah, he's got that.
Wait,
but he doesn't
what?
Wear the solid piece.
Right, which he should. You shouldn't see
or
his
the,
face.
Or the
they
should have
done the
mask.
The Darth Vader Empire Strikes Back, just see part of the burnt face kind of thing.
Wait.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, breathe.
They're ruining, they're just deciding, we have 30 years of comic books and 20 some years of toys. We're going to burn that to the ground and start over.
Yeah, is pretty that much.
And okay, I'm never going to see
here's
that.
Here's a spoiler, kind of a spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Storm Shadow dies.
What?
Yeah.
Well, speaking of comics books that went bad in the movies, Bumblebee, when did he become a Camaro? Or when
yeah.
did
yeah,
well,
yeah.
When did the bad
when,
guy?
When they got more money from General Motors than they did from Volkswagen.
Well, the same with yes. With Kit. When was he ever a Ford Mustang? He was never a Ford Mustang.
Well, he's not a Ford Mustang now. He's nanobots.
Well, that Kit?
Yeah, he's like that's how he changes shape. It's nanotechnology. I watched
Excuse
like
me
two
while
episodes.
I bang my head on the table for yeah. a little bit.
All right,
Megatron. I mean, he wasn't a plane either. He was a gun that was yeah. supposed to be shot.
Right,
and that was a bad conversion. They should have
right.
kept it as.
And
it
then
was.
Shockwave, or Soundwave. He's a
ghetto blaster.
Yeah, exactly, a ghetto blaster.
Well, yeah, is he a ghetto
I
blaster?
Had him.
Yeah, oh, no, yeah.
In the movie, is he a ghetto blaster?
No, he's,
not. He's a satellite, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
I loved that. Was my favorite that was Transformer.
My very
oh, yeah,
first
he actually
Transformer.
Worked.
He had two. Yeah, and he had like a little. There was a little robot that was a cassette yep. tape. Mm-hmm. It played micro cassettes, mm-hmm. and there was a micro cassette tape robot.
And the batteries popped out, yeah. and they were guns.
Yeah,
that was badass.
I loved that one. That's yeah, I understand you want to make it new. You want to make it accessible to people that didn't. Like, because...
Yeah, I'm a little kid. I want to play with a toy satellite.
Hey, well, here's my sad story as a kid. Sorry to interrupt you, but...
That's right.
The only Transformer I had, because we weren't very wealthy or
right.
by any means growing up, so I had one Transformer toy, and it was fucking microscope. Who the hell wants to play the microscope?
You had the microscope?
Yeah, it's like, ooh, transform into a microscope.
Boom.
No yeah. guns, nothing, just a microscope.
We were so poor, we didn't have Transformers. We had GoBots.
Wow, that is poor.
You used to get up in the morning at 10 o'clock at night, half an hour before you went to bed.
Yeah.
Drink a cup of cold poison.
Walk to school.
I had corn husk dolls.
Go to.
And a
walk to school.
Walk 24
uphill,
walk 26
ways.
Hours a day at mill. Pay me a loan for the privilege to come to work.
Uphill both ways, barefoot. 6 feet of snow.
I can't help it. I'm so old, I remember when G.I. Joe was a real doll. He was big and tall.
Okay, he's not
Kung
even
Fu
the American Brick. Hero anymore.
No,
he's the NATO hero. What the hell's that?
He's NATO?
Yes.
NATO. Oh, fuck that.
You take out the American hero and put
no, seriously.
NATO?
I like, you know, Chad, we talked about this before. When I grew up, you know, we definitely read Spider-Man a little bit and, you know, a little
yeah.
bit of Punisher. G.I. Joe. Every issue. We subscribed to G.I. Joe.
Wow.
It's just,
and
you know,
the best part about the toys was the action, like the vehicles.
Yeah. Oh,
none
yeah.
None of them. Not a single one
there
in the
There was no vehicles in the movie? No,
there was plenty of vehicles,
but
they
none
were
of
plenty
them,
retarded,
none of them,
too.
None of the ones that were from the toys.
No, nothing. Not the little bat tank, nothing.
There were years where we had every single G.I. Joe figure that was released. Like 3 years, we had every single one that was released. We looked back and figured that out. It was like... You know, we had a ton of the vehicles. We never had the one thing we always wanted was the USS flag, the aircraft
oh, yeah.
carrier.
Oh, yeah.
That was $150, and my mother's like, you're never getting $150.
It was mostly cardboard.
I know.
Piece of crap.
I know. And we also wanted the space shuttle when they had the space shuttle.
Yeah, the space shuttle was cool. We had the Terradone or whatever it was called.
Yeah,
or,
I wanted that, too.
Yeah, we had
life-like
that.
Life-like missiles.
Yeah, we got it. We got it secondhand.
Yeah.
Some kid didn't want any more, and my mom got like a whole bunch of it for like $20.
We were never allowed to have anything that would shoot the missiles.
Yeah.
Because we were twin boys and we'd have just, you
killed
know.
Killed each other?
Like, hey, Reagan, come here. Put his eye out. Three missiles up his nose.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Two in the butt.
Speaking of gay. We got squirrels outside.
Yeah.
That are clearly, they're taking turns on getting on top of each other. And Chris, my wife has been writing about the horny squirrels on our front porch. I didn't believe her until I saw them. They were just going at it.
Bruce and Curtis, that's their names.
Bruce and Curtis?
Yes.
Yes.
You only brought two male animals. There's parts of the Bible I like, and there's parts that I don't like.
Sorry. This is Iowa,
yes.
Not Montana.
Hold on. Hooga. Okay, stop. I feel myself growing a lisp. Sorry.
Oh, it's God. From his years in theater Cedar Rapids.
No kidding,
hey.
Ryan.
Yes. Yes, I have a lot of friends that are gay. And
well, if you're
one of our co-hosts is gay, but I'm not going to tell you which one.
I know which one.
Well, I'm not going to tell you which one today. I mean,
it's not me, is it?
No.
No, one of our regulars.
Our regulars, yeah.
Yeah,
I met him.
What? Him.
We talked about it.
No, yeah. Yeah, him. He's hot. He wants me.
I can't blame him.
I love you, man.
You got a chin. Who doesn't want that?
Yeah. I got a
like
chin.
Like I said, I got extras.
He's also got a fatty liver.
I got extras
liver.
Here you can have. Just say the word. We'll make it happen.
Yeah.
I'm already an organ donor.
I got
so
more
that's
chins than a Chinese phone book.
Join the club, Chad.
I didn't realize it until we put when Kevin took those pictures last week. You know,
oh, I don't want to hear about pictures.
yours was a
yours
Forrest
was very
Gump.
Nice.
That was awesome.
He got my mouth half open and my eyes half closed.
A gap.
And I was like, can we take another one? No. That's what you get. Documentary evidence.
You just got to do like I did and just throw a fit.
I look like the, what's this, the,
yeah.
The, from the Goonies that lives underground. What the hell's his name?
The Sloth?
Sloth. I look like Sloth.
Baby
like
Ruth.
Baby Ruth. Baby Ruth, Ruth, hey you guys! Exactly.
I love
I
that movie.
I can't remember if any of Anne Ramsey's lines from that movie because I do a pretty good Anne Ramsey.
Oh, you mean Mama Fratelli?
Yes.
Kids suck. There you go.
Kids suck. Hey, bring me a soda with some ice in it. Maybe a little loud ass for a kick it. He doesn't have a cousin Patty.
That's all from Throw Mama from the
yeah,
Train,
yeah.
though. But it's
oh,
the same woman.
Yeah, she's awesome. She's dead, though.
If it makes yes. you feel any better, I had to complain about my not getting any pictures up there at all.
Okay.
Yeah, I posted some. I mean, I just didn't want to use somebody else's pictures.
Let's post the picture of Brian running like a Special Olympics child running
it's
from
already
a bee's
there.
Nest.
It's already
I love
there.
That picture.
You had to have been there. It was quite hilarious.
I wish there we had a close-up of you by the fire truck, because you can't see that you're holding a lit no. lighter in that picture.
We can go start some on fire quick. I can do it again.
That's okay.
Recreate it.
That's all right. You don't need to go start. Hey, how was your gig the other night at the
Bohemian? It was great. The Bohemian
I wish I could have made it.
I wish I could have made the two.
I was the only one in this room that was there, but it was a very, very good show. And we'll be performing for Tom Harkin on Thursday.
Really?
Yes.
At the State yes, Democrat Convention up in Clear Lake.
Wow. And you're not going to burst into flames?
No. No. All in right. fact, I might break into, you know, I might even make fun of George Bush, or I probably won't make fun of Ronald Reagan, but I might whoop up.
Yeah, you can't. Don't make fun of Ronnie.
Reagan smash! What's that? It's yeah. just Ronald Reagan.
We gotta get himself out. The Closer Than They Appear guys. Has an upcoming gig for the Tama County Chamber of Commerce, so that ought to be fun. So,
nice. Yeah. Head over to Meskwaki, play a little blackjack after the show.
Well, I don't know if it's the same place we had last
time. Give
them
some fire water.
It's a little north, a little oh, north.
That's
of that.
Where they're getting paid.
You're gonna get paid in blankets
paid
and fire water.
Wampum
and
wampum
and wampum and tokens for the slots.
That's, yeah, that's wampum these days.
Yeah. That is wampum.
Oh, you guys are gonna. You know what? To my Native American friends, Papaki, I'm sorry. All right, Papaki, my pals, the Papakis that I grew up with. And then my coworker Michelle, you can come over and I'll let you kick their asses.
Hey, right. My great great grandmother on my mom's side was pure
African.
Native. She was pure Native American.
Oh, I can tell.
She was a Nubian princess.
Yeah. She was a Venusian goddess.
What's a Nubian?
Thank you. I set that one up. I was waiting for someone to ask that.
I didn't even think about it. What's a Nubian mother?
I knew what you meant.
Forgot. I was waiting for that.
There's a lot of giggles tonight, guys. A lot of giggles. Hey, speaking of giggles, you know, I mentioned a few years ago, several episodes ago, that they were going to remake V.
Yeah.
The Nazi lizard alien creatures that come down the miniseries. Not mm-hmm. the series, but the miniseries. Well, there's a day it's going to premiere, November 3rd on ABC. So there you go.
Further proof that Hollywood will bring anything back rather than risk being creative.
Oh, wait. Here you go. Here's creative. Okay. A couple episodes ago, we mentioned that they're making the Battleship and the Candyland movies. Well, I found out that they're making DreamWorks is in development, a movie based on the Viewmaster.
That little thing used to click?
Yeah.
Is Henry Fonda, are they going to find a Henry Fonda impersonator to narrate it? Or
I have no idea.
Because he did their commercials, I remember.
Yeah,
he did. So, yeah, the Viewmaster. So,
ridiculous.
Why?
I just... What was the remake movie that was just like Jumanji, only it was set in outer space?
That wasn't a remake. It was the next book in the series. It was Uthura. That was awesome.
That was a really good movie. Yeah.
It was awesome. It was directed by Jon Favreau, my favorite director. One of my favorite directors ever. Elf, Uthura, Swingers. He directed Longest Yard? He was in the remake of Iron Man. He directed Longest Yard? Really?
And
Iron Man 2.
Coming up.
Which should be coming up here pretty soon. They were doing some stuff from Comic-Con about it.
Yeah.
Who's
the villain in that one?
The wrestler with that Mickey Rourke.
Yeah.
Is one of the villains in it. I just can't think of the character's name off the top of my head. I'm sure Tony from Vinton will let us know.
All right.
And one of these days we're gonna have to have Tony from Vinton on.
I think so.
He can talk about Doctor Who.
Yes, he can.
He and Danuke could have a Doctor Who off.
I have not watched my geek cred goes down every time I say this. Never seen Doctor Who. Like, wow. I know what it is.
Geek cred might go down, but your street cred just like shot through the roof.
Well, I mean, I have slept with a lady, so.
And you don't live in your mom's basement.
And he does have a Red Dwarf T-shirt.
Yes, he does. You know, speaking of Red Dwarf, they were talking last week about the remaking the series. I haven't heard anything about that.
I heard something about it, but I haven't heard anything about it lately.
That series was on for like 85 years.
I love that show, man. The book was a great show by Grant Naylor and Doug Taylor, I believe. I've got probably screwed it up, but I have the book somewhere. I love it. Love that book. But, I mean, I don't know. The casting that they had in the original TV series is awesome. And the guy who played Crichton, Robert Llewellyn, has his own podcast called Carpooling. It's a video podcast that he drives around and sets the camera on the dashboard.
Yeah.
And he talks to different celebrities and people they drive around the UK. Or I think he did one in California with Leo Laporte recently, too.
Nice.
So it's a pretty cool little podcast, but that's Crichton. And maybe Robert, if you're listening, we'd love to have you on. And you can come here and drive us around.
Yeah.
That we would love that. So
just drive on the proper side of the street.
Yes. So, you know, he's been to the States a lot. For the longest time, I thought he was American. I thought he was, but no, he's very much English. I heard him on this Week in Tech a couple weeks ago. Or was it? Yeah, it was this Week in Tech.
Him and Hugh Laurie and what's his name that played in Life.
I know him and Hugh Laurie and Rowan Atkinson were in. They were in that show. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I can't think. I can picture it. I can see them.
I can see it as well.
Military. They were military.
Yes.
Never mind. Anyway.
Yeah.
I was surprised to see Hugh Laurie. I didn't realize he was that old.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, that was from early 80s, you know, right around the time of, like, the young ones.
Well, he was probably only in his early 20s when he made that, so that would only make him in his mid-40s.
Which is what he is.
But, yeah.
And the thing is, like, I mean, that's when he was doing a little bit of Fry and Laurie. The mid 80s.
Yeah.
Which is, if you've never seen a little bit of Fry and Laurie, Yeah. Because it's Hugh Laurie and Stephen Fry.
Mm.
And they're hilarious together.
Wow. I did not know that they were a team.
Yeah. They had like a
duo of sorts.
They had a variety type show.
Wow.
A comedy variety show. So do a YouTube search. There's a bunch of really good clips out there. And I believe the DVDs are on Amazon too.
Wow. So the guy from. What was it? Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Yeah,
that guy.
The fiance English. In Einstein. The Einstein movie
is
with
his name?
The IQ.
IQ.
That's with Walter Matthau as Einstein.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
That's
yeah.
a good flick too.
It is.
Wow. So
it's got Tim Robbins.
Right? Yeah, Tim Robbins is the main love interest. And is it Meg Ryan?
Meg Ryan.
Meg Ryan. I loved her in a lot of movies, but When Harry Met Sally, that's probably
Sally
the best.
Sally Albright. Oh, yes.
Yeah. I would like to partake in a piece of your pecan pie. Favorite line from that movie. Another comic book movie thing to mention. Tim Roth was out promoting Lie to Me, and according to Any Cool News, Marvel signed in to play the Abomination for three movies. So there's going to be three different. He's going to be in three new Hulk movies. He's also going to be in the Avengers. Both of them would be due out May 4th, 2012.
Didn't they do the Avengers already once?
Yes, with Ralph Fiennes, and it was god awful.
It was bad, yeah.
But not the Avengers. That's the Avengers, the English Avengers.
Yeah, I was going to say that's the bad Avengers to begin with.
This is the Adventures Marvel Comics Avengers.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the bad Avengers to begin with.
Yeah,
and then
unless you live in the UK and
screw them,
screw the UK.
We declared independence for a reason.
The French.
Hey, you know what? I've been looking at at some of our stats for the website, and we get a lot of people from China that download the show. So for our Chinese listeners, ni hao.
Ni hao.
Ni hao.
Ni hao. We watched the show called Kai Lan, and my daughter's learning to speak Chinese. So nice. Ni hao. That's all I want to say.
Thanks for all the stuff we sell at Walmart.
Yeah.
Appreciate the markup.
And thank you for buying our treasury bonds and T-bills.
Thank you.
All the help we can get.
Very good.
Are they buying the second round?
I guess they are. So, speaking of gay, you were saying somebody was thinking you were gay because you were Julia?
Why does he always say that? Like every 5 minutes, speaking of gay, and no one was talking about gay at all.
I know, that's why I did it.
What's that got to do with China?
Chad has a secret.
Apparently everyone in China is gay.
No. I imagine there are gay people in China. Go figure.
With 1.5 billion, I'd certainly hope there were at least three or four.
Right.
To all two of you out there in China that are gay.
The track lighting store.
Yeah.
That's why IKEA never made it over there.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
No, the woman that owns the Bohemian, she was talking
she's
about
gay and Chinese?
No, she was talking about she wanted to see, her name is Bridget, and she was talking about wanting to see the new Transformers movie. And I said, you know, I want to see those, but I'd actually like to go see Julia and Julia. And she said, you might be a little gay.
And I said, he might be a lot gay.
You weren't even there, Brian.
I was thinking it. I had foreshadowing.
Yeah, the telepathetic bond that you
telepathetic.
Share. That's where I was going.
It is telepathetic.
It's pathetic.
Or some version of pathetic.
Yeah. So, cash for clunkers. That's a
program that will allow Americans to turn in their automobiles to save fuel by purchasing a more fuel-efficient vehicle. This is good for our auto manufacturers, but boy, is it going to screw over the guys that own scrapyards. Sorry, guys, you dudes are hosed. That is change you can believe in.
What do they do with the clunkers?
They smash them.
They scrap them.
And then they sell the engines to China.
No, they
disable the engine.
They're supposed to disable the engine.
They pour stuff in the engine to kill it.
Yeah, they're supposed to pour a lye acid solution in there, and they run it until the crank stops.
Yeah, Connie and Steve, Red Dog, for those of you who listen, traded in their Ford Explorer and got a, what did they get?
Ford Fusion.
Ford Fusion.
See, I had my neighbor traded in his, you know, early 90s Chevy 4x4 that he didn't. He had a 4x4 pickup truck, you know, a big V8 in there. He didn't need it. And he traded it in for a Subaru Outback, so, you know, probably gets three times the gas mileage he got.
Right.
That's a good deal. But there are a lot of really cool cars on these lots that I just don't want to see destroyed. I'm a car guy. You know, I'm all for. I like small cars. I actually prefer small cars to large cars.
Right.
I like fuel efficiency. That's a great goal. But
I love my dad's Charger. If he goes and
well, it has to be less than 25 years old.
Well, no, he's got a 73 Charger.
Yeah, it has to be. If it's 24 or 26 years old or more, it's not eligible.
Mm.
So, but there were some cool cars in that vintage, like in that era, that I think. You know,
if you say Mustang too, I'm going to slug you.
Not the Mustang, Jesus. I said I'm a car guy.
No, but isn't that kind of beneficial then? Because those cars can't be traded in anyway, so those cars would still be on the street.
No, I know, but there are other, you know, there are decent cars like in that vintage that I would want to keep. You know, like I love
your Ford Escort.
Yeah, I love the Ford Escort. No, like mid '90s or early '90s Jaguar sedans.
Right.
Definitely in that, you know, they get like 12 miles a gallon if you're lucky, and that's with the ignition off, going over a cliff.
Hmm.
Like a Buick Grand National. I would hate to see one of those get destroyed.
Exactly. Oh, it's a turbocharged V6. It's a fast, fast car.
They were beautiful.
Now, there's only so few of them made, too.
Yeah. And most people that have cars like that aren't going to trade them in anyway. But it's just still, there are a lot of really cool cars out there. I mean, but if you're going to take 90s Ford Explorers off the street, be my damn guest.
Oh yeah, those suckers flip like no tomorrow.
Well, it's just there's too many of them. I mean, like, well, yeah. thin the herd on that one.
I love that. I love Connie and Steve's Explorer, man. We took that on so many trips. I mean, it was awesome. Awesome. I love that truck. Yeah.
You know, but the thing about those cars is, those, you know, those are the kind of cars that I grew up driving. Cheap cars.
Yeah.
That's what we had, was cheap cars.
Right.
So, you know, I feel bad for my little brother and sister. They don't have the cheap cars anymore because
it'll do away with them.
Yeah. They're going to go away.
Right. They're talking about on Wait, Don't Tell Me a little bit about Cash for Clunkers and how they kind of feel bad because where's your kid going to get a $300 car now? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, because they're all getting turned in for $4,000. You know,
nobody's going to sell a $2,000 Dodge Shadow when they can trade it in and get $4,500 for it.
Right, exactly. So
what car are you going to buy for your kid?
Unless you don't have the money to buy a new car. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, it's not like you can just get $4,500 just for trading it in.
Right. You know, you have to be able to afford the payments. And a lot of people are off work and looking for jobs. And
yeah, man. But when I was, you know, 16, 17 years old, you'd look in the paper, you'd find, like, you know, $600 1983 Camaros and, you know, old Saabs that, you know, were probably dangerous as hell to run because they were so rusty and so beat up.
But, right.
You know, they were awesome cars. Very cool. And now just...
Yeah.
You don't see it anymore. And you don't see it anyway. You know, it's gotten to the point where they're old enough that different cars are in that cheap vintage. But
right. Right.
Yeah, like the Escorts, the Sundance, the Shadow, the...
Which, I mean, you're going to have a hard time telling me taking Escorts off the road is a bad thing.
Well, yeah. Yeah. My first car was a green Escort wagon.
Question is, do we need the government to give an incentive to get rid of those cars?
Well, you know, I don't know necessarily if they need to give an incentive to get rid of the cars. I mean, this was brought up by, I mean, it was a Senator Bruce Braley, who it was his brainchild to suggest this. He's an Iowan. Go Iowa. Congressman, whatever. Well, go Iowa. Anyway, his idea was, you know, we could stimulate the not necessarily the economy, but the automakers who are having the people that the auto salespeople who were struggling, and then at the same time, you know, be good for the environment so they could get rid of the gas guzzlers off the street. I mean, that was the understanding of what the Cash for Clunkers was about.
Yeah. Well, I guess the billions and billions and billions of dollars we gave them wasn't enough.
You know, my thing,
right.
I'm just going to put this out here.
But, well, real quick, before I apologize.
Yeah, no, sorry.
The billions and billions and billions of dollars that we gave the automakers is one thing, but that didn't trickle down to, you know, the people who run the Dodge dealerships.
But they're still closed up. It's too late now.
They closed up a lot of them, yes. But I mean, something like this probably could have saved some of those dealerships that closed.
Yeah.
Who knows?
It's to me, I think it's an, you know, it's great to say we want to stimulate these automakers. There's a reason that Chevy and Chrysler are in the shape they're in.
Right.
That's because they build terrible cars.
Yeah.
I rented a Dodge Magnum wagon. One of the coolest cars I can imagine. V6, big, rear-wheel drive, like a car that I would love. You know, it's a rental, so it's V6. I'd prefer the V8. I leaned against the door and cut myself on the hard plastic on the door.
Oh, geez.
This is a $25,000 car base, and I got I rented the base model. There is no excuse for a $25,000 car to be as crappy as this car was.
Right.
It had 13,000 miles on it, and it squeaked like it had 130 on it. Whereas my wife has a 98 Honda Accord with 100,000 miles. There's no plastic as hard on that car as there is anywhere. Like, not even, let alone where you touch. There's a reason that the automakers are in the shape they're in. They built crappy cars with crappy interior quality, and at some point in time, so what?
I love my Korean car.
You know, so what?
I love my Korean Hyundai.
You know, if you
have a Sonata.
We have two Hyundais. We have a Sonata, which I drove here, and my wife loves her Veracruz. And I told the guy at the Hyundai dealership, I said, if they ever make a full-size or even a mid-size pickup truck, I'm going to buy one.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Now, of course, now they're made in Kentucky. I mean, they're
made in Alabama.
In Alabama.
Hyundai is the biggest employer in Alabama of all employers.
So, I mean, it's a Korean car, but it's made in the United States.
And that's the thing is, you know, you have Chevy makes cars in Mexico and Canada for the most part. You know, there's relatively few of the cars that we buy made in America.
Well, the Pontiac G6 was built in Australia and
so
imported.
It's just, you know, I don't have much sympathy for the automakers. I just don't. There's a reason that Ford... which, you know, as bad as Ford has been turning around because they saw the writing on the wall.
Right. Well, Connie and Steve's car is pretty nice.
Yeah. Well, get in a Ford Fusion or get in a new Focus, and they're nice in on the inside. Even a new Mustang.
I believe the number one selling car vehicle in the United States was the F-150. Yeah. And that only dropped recently this 1 year.
Right.
So it could return. And I have to agree with Chad. That Ford car that Stephen Connie got is really sharp.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, they're bringing back the Taurus, which is a smart
SHO.
Move.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's the thing is, you know, like Chevy has one really nice car, the Impala. Really nice car. Looks nice on the outside, looks nice on the inside. But if you're making crappy cars like the Cobalt or the Cavalier, and I drove a 92 Chevy Cavalier wagon, so, you know, I know from crappy.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't have much sympathy. Go ahead and die. We'll find other places. The other things will take your place.
I have a Dodge truck with a giant engine in it because I don't care about the environment. I like to drive all over and pee on it. But my cash for clunkers is the dealer took my cash and my clunker. Nice. And now my truck sits in a garage because I cannot drive it.
So if you guys know where to locate who?
Chancey Pierce.
So Chancey what happened? Pierce.
Well, I purchased the vehicle. I gave him my money, got the bill of sale. Yeah. You know, like any dealer, you get the title a couple days later. Well, a couple days later, the lot was cleared off and he was gone.
With your money?
With my money and my title for my clunker.
And the title for his new car. And,
well, the bank has the title for my new car still. They're sitting on that waiting for the bankruptcy proceedings to go. But apparently there was 32 people all in all, which I still see there's one or two cars still running around with the Chancey Pierce plates on because they can't get their title either.
Nice.
Wow.
So now it's just my friend Andrew Winthy, if he's ever listening, he's a representative for the Iowa House. He's working out for me now with the Attorney General. So if you're up in the Waterloo area, vote for Andrew Winthy.
There you go.
That's ridiculous, man.
So your truck is sitting in your parents' garage?
My truck is sitting in my parents' garage collecting dust.
Nice.
And I'm sitting there waiting for a title.
So until then, I noticed you weren't driving the minivan.
No. My dad needed that back. He took back his minivan. Nice. I got my grandma's car.
That's nice.
Is the Buick yours outside?
No, it's my grandma's. Well, it's not one of my grandma's because she don't need it no more.
I mean, you driving the Buick? Yeah. I saw outside. Nice.
That is a beast. I love that car.
I have a, you know, like I said, I like small cars, like light cars, old MGs. A couple of my friends had MGs when I was in college, and it's just awesome. But I just have something. There's something about a big American sedan with a bench seat and a column shifted automatic.
I got to tell you,
it just warms my heart.
Oh. favorite memories as a kid is, you know, riding on the armrest in the front seat of the Buick.
Yep. Yes.
While my grandpa was drinking a beer and my dad was in the passenger seat.
I learned to drive on a 98 or an 1986 Delta 88, which had a V6 engine and. We rebuilt it like 3 times because my dad, we couldn't afford a new car because we had 2 kids in college and 2 younger kids. So like one time the timing chain went and all of the valves fell out of the engine.
Whoops.
Which was actually a fairly common problem. And then it finally ran until I was driving it up a hill and the crankshaft broke. And the car went about 5 miles an hour. I had to take it 15 miles home at 5 miles an hour. Old guys, like legitimate, like ancient guys, were flipping me off because I was going too slow. I had to put it in neutral when I was going downhills to get some speed going. So when I went back up the other side of the hill, I wouldn't bog down.
Oh my!
But I just I loved that car. It's so
I mean, you know, we would get my 4 brothers, and my 2 sisters, in the back seat of the car.
Yeah.
Easily. And you know, my dad would take us. Get ice cream, or drive. Just go out driving. That's how he would entertain us. He would just drive us around and tell somebody to fall asleep.
Gas was 49 cents a gallon. You cruised around. That's when I was a kid. Yeah. I mean, the car I learned how to drive on was a 75 Bonneville. I am old. I'm 43. So
the very first car I ever owned was a 1975 Hurst Olds with like the biggest engine you could possibly cram into anything.
Those were so fast.
At 455 in there, and it just
that Hurst.
You could actually watch the gas gauge go down. The speedometer, but there was like opposite. Speedometer would go up, gas gauge would go down. They'd meet in the middle.
That was about like my 75 Bonneville.
The speedometer went up to 180. I hit 160, and I thought for sure I was going to die.
I had an 87 Monte Carlo that was like that.
I had a 1987 Oldsmobile Cutlass Calais. My family's into Oldsmobiles. My uncle gave it to my brother and I when we were seniors in college, or seniors in high school, rather, and we had to pay $1,500 to get this car on the road, which when you're a senior in high school is like all the money in the world.
That's a ton of money. Yeah.
He gave it to us for free, but it had to cost all this money to pass inspection. And it was a mid-80s car, so the speedometer went to 85 because the national speed limit was 55 when the car was produced.
Right.
And we had the car actually stop accelerating because I don't know what the top speed was. But we were going down a straightaway in the Pittsburgh Parkway, and it just stopped accelerating. So well over 85. The needle had been pegged for a while.
Wow.
You were doing well over 100.
There was one time when I first got the Hyundai, I didn't realize. I mean, it rides so smooth.
Yeah.
Oh, this was not down, smooth at I all. Looked down. It was like 105. I didn't even realize. I was just not paying attention, listening to some music.
Fastest
you know?
I've ever had my Toyota is 90-something because, it's a Toyota RAV4. Over 100 miles an hour, it sort of wants to go end over end on you.
No, I love my Hyundai. You know what's great about the Hyundai is all the stuff that you didn't realize that you got when you bought it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was just like little things. Like you'd open up the door. And we're on one car when you were shopping for it, there was a reflector on the inside of your door for when cars it. This had nice light.
Yeah.
Just little things all over in that
thing.
They make
really nice cars for inexpensive, and the interior quality, I don't know, the interior quality didn't used to be great, like, long term. Is it better now?
I mean, I haven't had many problems at all. The only thing I ever had with it is the chrome plating on one of the door handles. Started peeling off, and then they just replaced it.
Yeah,
not that big of a deal.
This is related but unrelated, but I'm a student at Mount Mercy, and I was in my business law class, and we talked about the Hyundais, and there's actually only a 4% markup on the Kias.
The Kias,
so
yeah, the Kia,
ridiculously low.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah.
Well, Kia actually is a strange story. Kia was a completely separate company.
Right.
And the Prime Minister of South Korea forced Hyundai to take Kia over because Kia was going to go belly up.
I didn't know they were related. Kia and Hyundai, so Hyundai
makes
Kias? They're
the same company now.
Wow.
They are the parent company of Kia, but it was actually forced upon them by the Prime Minister of South Korea. Said, these people are going to be without a job unless you can save them, and Hyundai stepped in and saved them.
Wow.
That's 4% markup, though. That's pretty good on a 20-some thousand dollar vehicle.
Yeah, but the average markup's like closer to 15 or 18% for American cars.
But I'm going off of what we have markup at work, and that's 5-6% on $2 stuff.
Yeah,
big difference.
We what's I gonna say? Oh yeah, we always used to say Kia stood for killed in accident back when they first came out when they were.
We
just
used to say Ford was
found on road.
Found on road.
Fixed or repaired daily.
I was gonna say. Eft-over, rebuilt Dodge.
Yeah.
Of course, Fiat was always fix it again,
fix
Tony.
Fix it again, Tony.
It would always break
MG
down.
MG is mostly garage.
Mostly garage. Man, we had a buddy that had an MG, and I watched four or five Washington High School football players pick the MG up and move it like four or five parking spots over.
I had a friend that had one. It's just so much fun to drive. No power brakes, no power steering. Just, four-speed manual. It just, it's a very involving driving experience. It's
a driver's car.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it weighs what, like 500 pounds?
If it weighed 1,800 pounds, I'd be really surprised.
It's amazing.
I remember at my high school, there was a kid that had an MG Midget, and they picked it up and put it on Pepsi cans.
Put it on Pepsi cans?
Now, that's back when Pepsi cans were just starting to go to aluminum. This was about 82, 83.
You're not that old.
I graduated from high school in 84, so about 82, they were just starting to go all over to aluminum. But they used to have a steel rim. So you could literally pick up stuff. Like Volkswagen Beetles was another car that was pretty common.
Yeah, right.
To get picked up and put on pop cans.
Why?
Why not?
It wouldn't crush them. They would just sit on top. Because it was a neat picture to see a car balanced on four soda cans.
Yeah, one at each tire.
Wow. That's cool.
Isn't Chad due for speaking of gay, by the way?
Yeah. It has been a couple minutes. Speaking of gay.
Speaking of gay. I don't know. This must be the gay episode. Speaking of gay, you know what? I got something that was pretty gay that I'm going to play right now. That's something I need to do. I need to play something that was pretty gay.
Something gay?
Something gay right now.
I think you should try to have something gay every episode.
No. Okay, the guy who did the wanted me to do the show Pantsless a couple episodes ago, responded back in the voicemail. So I'm going to play that right now.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it's Chad Canfield again. It's the Canman Show. Oh, my God. I love your new glasses. I saw them on your webpage on Facebook. I love it. You look so sexy. You're so sexy in your new glasses. You look so smart and silly at the same time. Oh, my God. I just can't believe how sexy those new glasses are. Anyways, I love the Canman Show, and I love Chad. Hugs and kisses, Chad.
And we're back.
Was it Zerby?
No, I have no idea who it is.
I don't think it was Zerby.
No,
it's not. It doesn't sound like him.
It sounds like Corey.
I don't know Corey.
As long as it didn't sound like, I think you should be doing your show pantsless. Yeah.
You get your fat ass back here.
Boys, stop fighting. Let's settle this like gentlemen and see who can take the most Tylenol PM.
Let's take off our shirts.
I wish I could do that voice nearly as good as our friend Crypto Fan.
Butters does it amazing.
What? Steve Phelan does it the absolute best. Butters is better than mine, but Steve Phelan's is spooky.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard him do his ass back here?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I guess the ass is on where they're whistling.
Whistles goose.
Yeah, Crypto does. You should have him do the robot voice sometime. That's pretty cool. I can't do it, so I'm not even going to try. But yeah, that was pretty scary. He likes my new glasses, so I like my new glasses too.
They are pretty cool.
They're
very nice. They're Ray-Bans.
Yes, they are Ray-Bans.
Mine are Ray-Bans also.
Really?
Yeah, they only say it on the inside, though, not on the outside. Yeah,
mine says it up here and then
back. I'm
not
a believer in personal branding. I won't.
No, I dig them.
Hey, for $50, I'd let them tattoo my nipple, Ray-Ban. Are you kidding me?
For $50, it'd take more like $100 for me.
Free pair of glasses, I'd do it, though.
Yeah,
that's my nipples. Who's going to see it?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Exactly. Who's going to see your nipples?
Yeah. Thanks, Chad.
Yeah, you said it. I just kind of went with it. So I was looking at your Star Wars t-shirt that you're wearing.
At my nipples level.
At your nipples level.
Speaking of gay.
And I got to say that everybody kind of looks like somebody, but it doesn't really look like the actor. Like, Harrison Ford kind of looks like Harrison Ford.
No, Harrison
looks
Ford looks
a little Asian.
Harrison Ford looks nothing like Harrison Ford
and
then,
and a unibrow.
Yeah, and then Carrie Fisher definitely doesn't even look like Carrie Fisher. And then
Alec Guinness looks a little bit like
he looks more like Dumbledore.
Not like an actual
high-definition
photograph.
But still, man.
It's been through the wash. And
that's all right. I love your shirt, though. I like it.
I bought it at Kohl's.
Did you really?
Kohl's. You can get it for $18.55. I'm trying to think of some sponsors for you.
Yeah, they're not sponsoring us, but you
can.
Senator
Herb Kohl.
Senator Herb
Kohl. If we were out of Wisconsin, he would probably sponsor us.
Really?
Yes, because he gives tons of money to Wisconsin stuff.
Hey, we've got people on the show from Wisconsin.
I can move there.
Ryan and Lori.
I can pretend I'm from Wisconsin, if that would help.
I like cheese. Does that count?
I like cheese.
I like cheese and beer from Milwaukee.
And bratwurst.
I love cheese so much, sometimes I'm going to go just eat it till I go blind.
Okay.
Can you go blind from cheese?
Apparently.
Well, if you, like, rub it in your eyes. And
well, I mean, like, I know you can do other things till you go blind. But, you know.
I knew that Brian liked cheese when I found that he had 5 different toilet plungers. That's a sign of a guy who likes cheese.
Speaking of that, I just wanted to throw the story out. I told this a long time ago, but you remember Cedar Rapids Pizza and Provisions?
Okay, yeah.
Of course.
Just the best pizza ever. We ordered it all the time. Loved it. So I wanted extra cheese one time. And it must have been 83 pounds of cheese. I could not eat more than one slice. And I'm not a small guy by any means.
What, did you just get gassy and bloated?
I wish I was gassy. It just stuck in there for like 3 weeks.
I was going
to
say.
I had one piece, and I swear to God,
there's a reason they say the phrase, it makes the cheese binding.
It was like, it was like a garden hose kinked.
Nice.
It just sat there. I started just crying daily. It hurt so bad.
For a few days, for 4 days.
It was probably a good week. I just could not.
I kept telling him to eat the steamed prunes. He wouldn't eat the steamed prunes.
Oh, God, it was horrible.
They make drugs for that.
Yeah.
Milk of magnesia.
X-Lax?
I don't know. You know. I was young, stupid. I didn't know any better.
Dunkalax.
Speaking of young and stupid butters, so what have you been up to since you came to? You've been...
I've been staying away from the chubbies. They're starting to kind of scare me now.
Staying away from the chubbies, like really?
Well, would you? I mean, I'm out hunting, and then I'm hunted, and...
Yeah.
apparently raped. I don't know. Well, not quite sure what happened, but I'm
just going
to
listen to the recording on the voicemail.
Yeah, it was rather spooky.
I told you.
I think I'm going to become like come down with yellow fever from now on.
Okay. So
speaking of Chinese, hey, Chinese ladies out there listening still.
The Chinese chaser.
Yes, he's been hanging out at all the nail salons.
There's billions of them. How can I go wrong?
That's true. I guess that improves your odds a bit.
Yeah.
Do you like chubby Chinese girls?
Is there chubby Chinese girls?
Well, I know a chubby Korean, but she's married.
They eat with chopsticks. How can they get really
in America?
We'll get Jenny on here because she's Korean. Well, she's American, but she's of Korean descent.
Yes, I know Jenny. Yeah,
but get Jenny on here, and maybe she can give you some tips on how to pick up hot Asian chicks.
Get them, maybe.
Yeah,
Jenny, if you're listening.
Yeah, I'm sure she is.
Hope you're enjoying your new house, Jenny.
I doubt she'll be offended by that.
Yeah, not at all.
No, not Jenny.
Not Jenny.
No, Jenny.
She would be. I'll get kicked in the balls next time I see her. Can man, clap. Yeah, hi Jenny.
Speaking of gay.
That's the title of the show today.
Yeah, it is.
Speaking of gay. So, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Can Man Show. Wait, before I stop. Anything else you guys want to talk about? Anything?
Did we bring up Riff Raff Theater? Briefly?
No. Let's go back to that.
September 11th. We talked about Elektra.
Yeah, we talked about Elektra. Okay, so
we are doing Elektra at the Angler, but I'm not going to be one of the riffers this time. This is the first time the second time I'm going to sit out. But I'm going to be the great floating voice. I'll be the MC, and the performers will be Dave Danuke, Atwater,
yep.
Dennis Collateral Damage Lamming,
yep.
And Brian Mojo Tanner will be taking over the...
He was here last week.
Yeah.
So it should be a great show, because the worse the movie is, the better it is to riff, because it's so ripe with things
so
you can
riff is
of.
Like MST3K Live.
It is MST3K Live, because...
Wasn't it created by the guy who does MST3K, or
well,
Jay?
Well, in a way, Mike Nelson contacted Chris Hannell and Jay to do a riff that was a fan riff. And Chris Hannell, Brian Tanner, myself, Dave Atwater, and about 16 to 20 other writers submitted scripts. We edit it, send it to them, and they actually produce it. So if you go to Riff Tracks, you can see Batman and Robin that was actually written by the Riff Raff writing team.
Cool.
So, yeah, Mike Nelson of Mystery Science Theater 3000, and in the sample, actually the last joke is one that I wrote where Alfred, as they're leaving the Batcave, Alfred kind of comes down like he's about ready to collapse, and the joke is, oh, for the sweet relief that death will bring. So we can get out of that movie.
Nice.
We'd rather be dead than... But that's in the trailer that you can see for free at Riff Tracks. But no, 8 o'clock, September 11th, we're going to be doing... At the Englert Theater in Iowa City. The historic Englert Theater.
Right.
Indeed.
And that's, you don't have to go up against any football games on the 11th?
No. No, we don't. It's a Friday night. There's not a home football game on the 12th. It should be a great time. And then a month and a half later, we'll be hosting Saturday night Halloween Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Really?
Nice.
So that is always a great time. We have the entire lower level packed. We're hoping to actually have them open up the balcony this next time.
Very cool.
Sweet.
Well, maybe we should talk about that.
Yeah. Yes, we'll have to talk about that on an upcoming show.
Well, maybe we should record something from there.
Yeah.
Maybe we should go.
Maybe we should.
You should.
I've never been to a screening, so.
Really?
No.
You haven't been to a Riff Raff show?
I've seen the movies.
Right.
I've seen the movie, but I've never been to a...
Rocky Horror show?
I've never been to a Rocky Horror live in the theater experience.
Oh, wow. And then you got to see it. You got to see that acted out as well.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing, too. So, yeah. Do you guys provide, like, gift bags?
Of course. Angler provides the gift bags, but we'll also have Brian Humphrey from Brian Humphrey Photography. We'll be taking pictures of people in their
underwear,
best Transylvanian outfits,
Transylvanian transvestite outfits.
Hey, Rocky,
speaking of gay,
could you? Speaking of gay,
yeah, no kidding, Rocky Horror, very good. What is he? Yeah. All right, but cool.
He's actually bi because he and Susan Sarandon.
Yeah. There's that. Damn it, Janet. Anyway, so ladies and gentlemen,
Sweet Corn Festival, St. Jude Sweet Corn Festival starts on
Friday.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Get in there, win the car.
It's there's a Ford Mustang up for auction this year.
Speaking of Ford Mustangs.
And if you don't win the car, there's always beer tent for consolation.
There is always the beer tent. And I'll be at the Brat tent from 8:30 till midnight. I'm doing the Where's Jamie from
there. Oh, yeah. You learned to tango.
I did learn to tango.
How'd that go?
Really well. Jessica Schilling, she's a friend of mine through Twitter, and I knew she was doing it, so that's sort of the reason I picked that. And she's just a sweet, sweet young woman, and we had a great time. And she was really very, very nice about teaching me, considering she was a competitive ballroom dancer, so she's no slouch. So for her to, you know, take the time to dance with me, I was very,
very,
very
cool. So make sure you pick up last Monday's Gazette or go to Gazette Online, to read Jamie's column, Where's Jamie?
But, I'll be at the Brat tent. My father-in-law, Bernie Knockhausel, runs it. And
cool.
He organizes the Brat tent. So it's...
Do you have pineapple brats?
No.
No, you have real brats.
Yeah, actual brats.
Freaking pineapple.
Sauerkraut or without sauerkraut. We also have walking tacos, which... is a distinctly Iowa phenomenon, I found.
Yeah, really? Walking tacos.
Kind of gross.
So for those of you like Zerby who are listening that don't know what a walking taco or may not know what a walking taco is, it's a bag of Doritos.
Crushed up
with meat that's been a taco seasoning or meat, not taco seasoning, and a handful of lettuce and a handful of cheese and some taco sauce all mixed up. And apparently they're you can sell them for like $2 or $3 and
it's like $4 at the Brat tent.
Must be big bag of chips, but they're whenever they have like potlucks or food days at a lot of places they'll bring that stuff and
I don't understand the appeal, but people love them so
it's a taco you can walk with. How do you not love that?
There's nothing taco like about it other than it has meat and some lettuce in there.
Right. Well, it's a walking taco.
Well, it gives the representation of a taco. I mean, they throw it back in the cellophane bag, the Doritos bag, and then, you know, you essentially can walk with it, and it's not that messy.
But you can walk with a regular taco, too.
Right. It's a bit messier. It is a bit messier. Johnny, you're right.
But what if you want to jog?
Yeah.
You cannot do that.
You need to avoid that. Yeah. You need to avoid that if you're eating.
I would like to make a slow gallop with my taco.
Then you have to get the burrito.
No, what you do then is you take the Doritos
like a
bag,
feed bag. Yes.
You put it over your ears, and then
you see that was the Taco Bell picture? What was that? I saw somebody. Slutsky? Is it Irina Slutsky? She was posted a picture of the new Taco Bell feed bag that they put on your face so you can walk around eating your Taco Bell. I saw it on Facebook. It was
so
funny.
Yeah. Is that like the KFC bowl and mix everything together?
Oh,
I would like all Oswald. This in my big, huge failure bowl.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's kind of a cool idea. It's just they could pass on the corn on
what
that.
What they need to do is just call it the bowl of sadness.
Yeah.
Because it's
somebody's listened to some Patton Oswalt. That's what
really?
He calls it.
He calls
it a sadness bowl.
I've never heard that.
I would like to have a big pile of brown goo in a failure bowl. Until they invent the large cock gun that can inject this directly into my femoral artery, because I'm too much of a loser to actually eat off of a plate, I'll just have my bowl of sadness in a failure bowl.
Nice.
Pile of sadness in a failure bowl.
That's a Patton Oswalt thing?
Yes, yeah, Patton Oswalt does a whole stand-up.
You know, he's the voice of Remy and Ratatouille.
Yes.
I believe this is the second episode of Patton Oswalt, because didn't we talk about Blade 3 last weekend?
We did.
He was the preacher or whatever.
Blade 3?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, he was in, not Blade 3.
Yes, he was.
He was.
Yes, he was. He was
wow.
the IT guy.
I was thinking of...
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Patton Oswalt.
Speaking of comics, has anybody seen Funny People with Adam Sandler and Seth Rogen?
I hear it's excellent.
Yeah. It's my favorite comedian working today is in it, Maria Bamford, and I just... If Maria's listening, you were great at Penguins.
Which I'm sure she is.
Yeah.
She might be.
Without a doubt.
She might be. Send her an email.
I do have her email address. I'm not going to give it out on the air, but I do
say, hey, baby, listen to my
private
show.
Email address.
Cool.
Wonderful comedian.
And good. Speaking of gay.
No. That's not gay because she
gay.
Is a great looking gal, but she has
I never
a,
said that.
A really nice boyfriend. Larry is a wonderful guy.
If you're an Asian man, give me a call. Wait, no.
That's
if
not
it
right.
was me that's gay.
Butters.
Son of a gun.
Damn it.
We always did have a thing for Sulu.
So Butters is gay.
Oh my.
Oh my.
With that, I think
Butters,
we'll close
wait.
Butters
before you
not
close the show,
gay.
I'm not gay. I'm just curious once in a while.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been
natural.
This has been The Can Man Show, episode 47. Thank you so much for listening. And I think we'll close the show with Summer's Over by Jonathan Coulton. So
summer's over, you're going back to school, I'm staying here, where else would I go? Watch the leaves turn, close up the swimming pool, winter comes in sooner than you know. Nights get cold and the flowers let go, bide their time under the snow, as they go down they say goodbye, goodbye.
Again, for listening to The Can Man Show, please check out our website at www.thecanmanshow.com.
Can you do that again? Can Man Show.
I can try. Let's see.
I love The Can Man Show. I love The Can Man. Don't you know? Download it on iTunes. That'd be sweet. Need some traffic. I can't.
Wouldn't that be neat?
There we go.
Cock.